This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Islamabad, the two American aid workers rescued from Afghanistan by the U.S. military have spoken for the first time about their 3.5 months in custody. The two were among 8 foreign workers from the German aid group Shelter Now International, arrested by the Taliban in early August for preaching Christianity. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
On their first full day of freedom, Dana Curry and Heather Mercer did the little things, the normal things, they'd been denied during more than 3 months of captivity. They got their hair done, bought some makeup, and celebrated with family and friends. They even received a congratulatory telephone call from President Bush. Dana Curry says she didn't really believe she was safe until the U.S. helicopter that rescued them landed here in Islamabad, where her mother and Heather's father were waiting.
I think we're all in shock that this has finally happened. We're finally free, and it was an incredible moment just to see my mom standing there and to be able to go and hug her, because I know she's been waiting for so long and sacrificed a lot.
At times during their incarceration, Curry says, they didn't know if they would make it out alive. Heather Mercer describes their ordeal as a physical and emotional roller coaster ride. Things were especially bad during the past several weeks, with the bombing going on around them, their prison shaking, and the hostages wondering what would happen next. Late Monday evening, Curry says, they got their answer.
We were in bed, and they came to our door with lots of these strange men we'd never seen before, with lots of Kalashnikovs, and they said, "You've got to come with us right now." Then they put us in this van, and actually we were sitting on rocket launchers, you know, on top of some equipment they were also taking out. And we just started driving down the road, and we asked, "Where are you taking us? What are you doing with us?" And they said that they were taking us and we needed to write a letter to our families and ask for money, and that's the only way we were going to get out. Before, the Taliban really had taken great care of us, even called us their sisters, and even one jailer told us he loved us as his sisters, and they really took good care of us. But at this moment, we were really afraid. We knew it's the only way we're going to get out of this if God intervenes.
When their captors stopped the van in the city of Ghazni, Heather Mercer says they were locked in another prison. Shortly after breakfast, she says, the bombing started, the Taliban fled, and then there was banging on the prison door. Mercer says they feared the Taliban had returned and that this was the end.
And all of a sudden, the opposition soldier comes in with reams of ammunition around his neck, and he just starts screaming, "You're free, you're free, the city's free, the Taliban have left." And we walked outside, and there was probably close to 100 people there cheering, saying that the city's free, the Taliban have fled, and the women had taken off their burqas. All of the villagers were out in the streets cheering, people playing music, and that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Shortly after, arrangements were made for their pickup by U.S. Special Forces. Mercer says as they waited in a field to be rescued, they found matches and set their headscarves on fire as a beacon for the helicopter which plucked them from the ground and flew them to safety. Dana Curry says most of what the Taliban accused them of just wasn't true, though she did say she'd given literature to Afghans who'd asked and shown a film about the life of Jesus. The two women say they spent most of their days during captivity doing exercises, reading, and playing cards. Both say the Taliban, by and large, treated them well, but were less kind to Afghan prisoners held in the same prison in Kabul, particularly women. Some, Heather Mercer says, were beaten till they bled. The two young women will spend a few days in the region before traveling home, but Heather Mercer says she wants to come back.
I know we all want to go back and get to continue to help the people of Afghanistan. And in all of this, our greatest concern was that we didn't want to have to leave the country permanently. Afghanistan desperately needs help. And I can say for all 8 of us, our hearts are in Afghanistan. We love Afghan people. And in so many ways, our home, because our hearts are there, our home is in Afghanistan.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.